Hey, Lord.
Hello?
Sandy.
Hi, Andy. It's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. How you doing? You're also known as the host.
The host. I am. I'm doing pretty good.
Cool. That interview was pretty good.
Did you listen to it?
I did listen to it, and I did repost it all over the place.
Yeah, I thought it was really... I liked being on Anthony's show because
mm-hmm.
he gives me lots of time to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice he, like, doesn't cut me off or anything like that? Then I think the callers were real positive. I was really happy about that.
Yeah, so was I.
Are we the only ones gone so far?
I'm on. This is Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee. How you doing?
Hey, Sandy.
FTP.
Yeah, big time. That was horrible. That was in Long Beach.
What's that?
That was in Long Beach. I didn't know that was in Long Beach when you posted it originally.
It was horrible.
The
first minute just made me cringe. Like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I've seen a lot of those. Did you see it, Cindy?
I haven't watched it. I hate to watch stuff like that. I'll just take your guys' word for it.
That's horrendous. Yeah. Yeah, spare yourself. It's really, really
bad. One of the worst I've seen. It really is.
Fucking clock.
And then, the lady that was recording it, the more it went on, the more she was crying, and, it was horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that putz on my site saying, well, they should have done something. Yeah, I'll just go across the street and tell them to stop.
Yeah. You would think, though, more people would have been hollering at them to stop.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't hear anybody at all doing that. Would have.
We don't know how many people were there. That's the thing. It was in sort of an alley, and, you know, there were these two people recording it. But other than that, you know, you just didn't know because you couldn't see anyone.
Yeah, true that.
Hey, Dee Dee, I got a question for you. On Nation Builder, to really learn, do I call that rep you gave me? The representative?
What do you need to know, though? Because probably at this point, I can help you.
What I want to know is how I can get into the inner workings of it, you know, so I can see, you know, how many people have volunteered or, you know, how we're tracking, how many hits, things like that.
Yeah, I can get you all that information. It's pretty simple once you get in and start digging around.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, once I get in, I can and figure things out, but I couldn't figure out how to get in.
Yeah, well, I have to give you the passwords and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'll email you all that info, and any questions you have, I've kind of got it figured out. Yeah.
Hi, this is Georgia. I just came on the call.
Hey, Georgia.
I think we have Chris. I think
we have
Zach.
Huh?
Zach and Marcia?
Yeah.
Hey, Marcia.
Yeah. Hi. I can see who's on it. I have the little sneaky dashboard. When people come on.
How sneaky you are.
Very.
Wow.
Hey, I just got the brochures, Marcia. They look great.
Okay, good. Okay, so who else do we... Steven? Is Steven going to make a call?
I hope so.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Can I ask Dee Dee a question as long as we have a...
Yes.
Dee Dee, did you do the Nation Builder training today?
No, I didn't actually, because when I read the description, it's all stuff that I've already got down.
Because I was thinking about it, but I didn't sign up. Did they do anything about... I need to find out how they interface with, like, all the reports for the FPPC.
That's what I just asked.
Yeah, I can show you all that stuff too.
Dee Dee, this is Georgia. Do you need me to do that training?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I need to show you, Andy, and Marcia how to access those things. And it's really simple.
Cool.
So it won't be hard to.
I access Democracy Engine. I see all the donors. But I just, when it comes time to do the reports, which there won't be one till January, I wonder if it puts it all together for me or some of it.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty got more reports than... Yeah, so whenever you guys want to do that.
Yeah, I think each of us has different needs. I mean, I think my needs are different than Andy's, for instance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's
what
I'll do.
Yeah. I'll send you guys the passwords and then kind of the pathways to access where you need to go.
Yeah.
To look at what you need. Okay. So it, like I said, it's pretty simple. I can give you guys the password right now if you'd like to do it and just go in and explore on your own. Some of the lingo is a little different than anything I've ever used before, so... You know, that's what made it harder for me than anything, was their terminology. But did you guys want the passwords right now?
You can email them to me.
Okay, I'll just email them to everybody.
Do you want to use an encrypted service to email them, or do you not care?
Oh, I don't know. Cindy, what do you think about that? Cindy? Where'd Cindy go? Cindy, are you still on? Well, I don't think it's necessary, really.
Cindy, are you back?
You may have it on mute.
Is there anything that we would not want people to get a hold of there?
I really don't think so. I think just the biggest danger is someone hacking in and, like, taking the site down, but everything that's in there is going to have to be public record anyway, so...
Oh, it doesn't have any credit card numbers or anything like that in there?
No, it but I think that all goes to Democracy Engine, but if it does, I think it has, like, the XXXXX,
right,
you know, and then the... Yeah.
So then things like... The account, well, there's only so much they could get out of the account that's paying the bill because it only has so much in it.
Yeah.
And the member and donor database with contact information isn't a problem.
I have access to the donor list.
No, I meant in terms of people we don't want getting hold of it.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys make that decision how
I'm
you
fine.
Want to do
I'm,
it.
I'm fine with you sending me the password.
Yeah, I've never been big on, or and Cindy either, you know, the cloak and dagger stuff, so. Open book.
Yeah, actually the donor information goes on the Secretary of State's website if it's big enough donations.
Yeah.
Right. So, I can't imagine what we would need to... Here.
Hey, Georgia, did you get the box of donors I sent you?
No.
It'll probably come tomorrow.
When did you send it? Is this Andy?
I sent it 2 days ago.
Okay. Well, it's Fresno, so it comes by Pony Express.
Right, and I brought it because they're packing it better, you know, and doing all of that. Probably taking pictures of every page right now.
Right, yeah. It's the NSA Pony Express.
Yeah.
How many $5 donors shall we record?
All right, you guys, this is Cindy. Did we get all of the stuff you need from DD?
Yes, we did.
All righty, so I think my agenda looks a lot like the daily briefings that Andy sends, but I think that it's really good for us to touch base like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe having a meeting like this a week through now until June might be helpful for us to be, it's not like I'm going to be the one who leads the meeting, but... For me, this time works out really good. I think we should set a time that works, you know, out well for everybody.
This time really works really well for me. Thursday nights at this time is really great.
Yeah, I can't. Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
I'm always a day, a month, or a year behind or ahead.
Me too. We just have to make sure that we're the same.
Exactly.
Day, year, month, or behind.
Well, Monday or Wednesday at 7, or Tuesday and Thursday at 8. I know 8's getting a little bit late for me to keep on talking. So let's just like work this out, and hopefully maybe like this time would be good. So what I want to talk about tonight is fundraising. And this is like if people have some ideas, events, social media, signature gathering. Marcia has some good ideas about signature gathering we can talk about. We had talked about on email about me visiting all 58 counties at least one time during the campaign. The Whistle Stop Tour, which could be part of that, because, you know, if we take the San Joaquin train from, you know, say, Sacramento to Bakersfield, we could stop at least three times, and that would be in three different counties, and that way we could check off some counties.
I would like to definitely call that Whistle Stop Tour the Loose Cannon Tour.
Okay. Los Angeles.
Like that.
Los Angeles people are annoying, so we'll talk about that.
The
Los Angeles Peace and Freedom Party people. The Day-to-Day Progress, Georgia and Andy, I think we heard a little bit about that already.
Yep. What was that? I'm sorry.
It's talking about the list they sent you.
I want to talk about the interview I did this morning on KPFA, and then the store, and Dee Dee has some ideas about what we need for the store and what sold really well when I was running for Congress. So, oh, and I want to talk about a logo, too. If we're going to get shirts and bumper stickers and stickers and stuff like that, we really need to have a logo. So first of all, the first thing is fundraising. And Andy, when you're talking about getting a letter out, are we going to do a, is this for the people on email, or is it a letter to send out to like a snail mail letter, because that's really expensive?
Well, we are going to do a direct mail campaign, and the direct mail campaign, the first one is going to be, of course, if you approve it, is going to be to the donors, to the 8,000 donors, but only the people that are over $50. And the reason that is because the people that donate over $50 probably haven't moved in the last 5 years. The probability from a $5 donation to a $50 donation is the percentages go way up. So we know these people have donated over $50. We expect that they're probably in the same place. So that will be our first snail mail. It'll be a test. And that's why Georgia is putting together the database for only
people. And how many people are there?
I would suspect that we will go from 8,000 to probably about 1,500.
Okay. Would be
my guess.
Okay.
And Marsha and I talked a little bit about this the other night, and we're figuring, what, Marsha, about 750?
About 750 what?
Dollars for that mailing. We were talking about 50 cents
a... I said something about how they would be about 50 cents a piece. I have no idea because I've never used the mailing house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will have to... this is Chris. I'll chime in there. I'll have to get back to my guy again on the mailing house to see what the prices are. That's what it used to be. But, you know, I haven't done a mailing for probably about 2 or 3 years, so I'm sure it always goes at the post office. It's ballpark. But I'll try to get that by tomorrow. Check you guys, okay?
Yeah, tomorrow, the next day, or the next day. You know, we're not going to be ready to do this for a couple of weeks, don't you think, Georgia?
I was just going to ask what kind of time frame you have in mind for it. I have quite a few things on my plate at this point, so if you give me a deadline of sorts, I will figure that into the things I'm doing.
Well, do you think you can take an hour? I took when I was unpacking everything and going through the box that Cindy and I had put together. You know, I went through the donor list, and there seemed to be, like I said, it goes down to about 1,000 to 1,500. If you had those many names, I mean, why don't you take a look at the list and then sort of go, well, I think this is going to take me, and then we can work backwards from there.
Okay, I can do that once I see it. Are they typed or are they handwritten?
There are, first of all, the ones that had the reports that had to come out of the filings are all typed.
Okay.
And they all state. And then I put all the backup material in there, too, which are the envelopes and things like that. But I think you'll pull everything off the type list.
Okay. Because that will take less time, and, of course, it depends on, you know, is all the information there
mm-hmm.
that we need? You know, are there missing zip codes or something that you would need for a mailing? So, you
the
know,
ones
what,
that,
whatever. That's
the ones that came back from the registrar are all, they have everything on them.
Complete info. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll have a better idea once I start.
Okay.
I really can't guess at this point.
This is Cindy again.
Cindy? Mm-hmm.
I have a question. What is a mailing house?
Who wants to take
that?
Chris?
I'll take that. A mailing house is simply a place where you would take the printing and you give them your list electronically, and then they actually do all the stuffing, all the work from there. I had a short story is that years ago, many years ago, probably 20 years ago, when people did these things by hand, I kept going to the post office, and they changed the rules like every year, every few months. So finally they said, hey, why don't you use this little small mailing house? And I'll tell you guys, you actually save money. A, you don't have to do the work. B, you save money because today the post office gives all sorts of discounts for electronic, just access, et cetera, et cetera. So we actually save money by paying a mailing house to do it. Well, the right mailing house. You don't want to use a real expensive place. But anyway, but yeah, I was going to say, so that's a mailing house. If we actually just take the stuff to them, or the printer delivers the printing to them, and they take care of everything else. But, you know, Andy, I was thinking that while George is doing that list, I always like to figure a week to have these things printed. So as soon as you're ready to go with the letter of the appeal itself, which is usually it's just a letter and maybe a front and back.
That's the second answer to my question to Cindy, or the question from Cindy, is the letter will be a donor letter. It'll be a letter that goes specifically with this mailing.
Okay. Is a return envelope included?
Yes.
Right.
A donation envelope, right?
Yes.
We already have those.
Yeah, I want to say something about these mailing houses, about what it does. Because I've worked on a lot of bulk mailings, and as Chris said, it's getting more and more complicated, and there's a lot of paperwork involved in putting together the bulk mailing and guaranteeing the addresses, and like you said, they can really get the amount down. You can only get it down so much on candidates because political mailings cost more than nonprofits, but you definitely can make it less. And I actually have some of the software, and we have a bulk mail permit, but I have absolutely no idea how to do it. And 1,500 is a pretty big number for someone to try to do themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. It just really isn't worth it. And as Marcia reminded me, I think it's Marcia the other day, that we really don't need our own permits for a state because what you use with Canada is the bulk permit that's provided by the mailing house. So, what we would do, Andy, is that once we have the appeals that I've done are usually a front and back letter and then a front and back insert, more mm-hmm. or less. And so once you have that done, what we would do is, and then the envelope, the outer envelope to hold it, we basically just get the bulk mail permit from the mailing house and then have that designed, and which is stuff I can do. Designed and sent off to the printer, but I'd like to leave at least a week to have the printing done. In other words, let's say we were going to do the, we had this ready to go by Monday. Get that to the printer, get it printed up and ready to go. So it's over at the mailing house in roughly a week and a half. So whenever George is finished with that list, we can then just shoot that list over to him electronically and hopefully take care of the whole thing. That's the other thing that I love about mailing house is that they get it out right away. I mean, it's not like you have to wait for 100 volunteers to do it. So it's usually done within that same day.
It's what they do.
Usually. And I'll have the donor letter ready by the weekend.
Okay. You know what's
great?
You guys know what's missing from all this, right?
What's that?
You know what's missing?
Oh, you're going to say money.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'll do is I know, you know, we go back and forth on this, Marcia, but I'll put it on my activist credit card. And then as soon as the money starts coming in, I can be reimbursed.
Cindy, can I say something?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're only the candidate.
Yeah, really. We own you.
Okay, what about doing some online fundraising? We haven't even done that yet. And I don't know how many people we have that have signed up for our emailings yet, but we could send out an email from the campaign appealing for funds, and that's almost free.
Absolutely.
And Edie said that we have the opportunity to buy voter lists from Nation of Change. Edie, what's that about?
No, it's just we've got the entire voter list from Nation Builder, but anything we import from it into Nation Builder, that's the monthly cost for us. So, you know, that's why it's really kind of critical that we start slow. So, and if the way it works is we have to upload them by precinct. So, and once a list is in, you can't take them out. So. Even if we do the whole 80,000 Peace and Freedom people, that takes us, you know, even though Nation Builder will put us on a contract with a discounted price, and she really wouldn't go into prices until, you know, like we started talking contract, it's still, you know, that's kind of an expense. We can't afford, right?
Wouldn't we start with the Peace and Freedom mailing list? That would seem to me to be the most logical mailing list, and can we get those for free?
Not necessarily. This
okay.
is my stuff. Edie said we already have the name, but we pay Nation Builder, it's a graduated rate. So if we have 2,000, we pay one rate. If we have 5,000, we pay another rate. 10,000, you know, all the way up to like $1,000 a month we can be paying. For Nation Builder, depending on how many people we have in our database.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many people do we have right now in our database, Jeannie?
We have just over 1,900, and then that was the import from your soapbox and the list that Georgia just sent. So we're just over 1,900.
So we have to start thinking about, you know, are we going to be penny wise and pound foolish. I'm not even sure what that means, but I know it means that we're saving a little bit now to, you know, and then it's going to bite us in the ass in the end. So, you know, maybe instead of uploading the Peace and Freedom people, because that's not necessarily a good fundraising list right now, we look at what would be a semi-affluent sort of leftist precinct to upload.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't that something that is currently being worked on? But it's not for the campaign. Marcia, do you know this? Kevin and others are working on?
It's a cross between. In other words, Kevin is just writing to Peace and Freedom Registrants in those districts. I think it's a better strategy to pick the areas and do all of the voters, or all the Greens, Peace and Freedom, and even maybe Democrats or Independents, because Peace and Freedom is tiny, and
right.
hopefully attract a lot more.
Right.
Build Peace and Freedom.
Right.
So I think Cindy's idea is better, to actually go for the areas rather than for Peace and Freedom. The other question
right.
I have is, do we just have all the registrants, or just the ones with email addresses? I'm confused. What is it that we have? What is it that they give us? Because you don't get... phone numbers and email addresses are optional on the voter registration form.
Yeah, it's the entire voter file. And
yeah.
I know when we got that...
Useful.
When we got that for Cindy's campaign, it included emails, phone numbers,
right.
blah, blah, blah. So whatever information they supplied... to the registrar would be the information we get.
Is there any way that we can get only the ones that supplied their email address, for instance?
I believe we can. And on NationBuilder, there's two separate pay grades, too. We pay for emailable,
right.
emailable people. So,
right.
yeah, and apparently NationBuilder is coming out with new software that can... even further fine-tune what you can upload at a time. Again, she wasn't real specific about that because she didn't have, I guess, all the information yet, but that's coming out soon. So right now, as it stands, we can upload them by precinct.
So I have a question because I'm going to kind of stay with this. Could we upload it by precinct, and can we further narrow that down to eliminate Republicans, or do we have to upload the entire precinct?
I think we have to upload the entire precinct, and then I think we have to have somebody sit at the database and cherry pick through and delete those people we don't want on it.
Is there no way to sort the list we receive?
Yep. Like last I talked to our gal at NationBuilder, they can only upload it by precinct. So...
And there's no sort within precinct to...
No, not mm-hmm. yet anyway. And as I said, they're developing new software for some different types of uploads.
Can I ask a real quick question before we keep going on these precincts? Can we do our first fundraising mailing to this first 1,900 people we have on our database?
You mean an emailing?
An email fundraising letter.
Yes, of course we can.
Okay, so that's the first one that we can do within a couple of days, right?
We can do that. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, within a couple of days for sure.
Okay.
Can we also look into uploading a precinct? Not right now, but pretty soon. And that could be our second. And
that would be our third. I mean, we're going to do fundraising to the
right.
to the donors right. that we're going to get off your
right.
congressional list.
No, I just mean by email. I don't mean.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I have a question about email. This is a question.
Do that because you know my 1,900 people that went over. You know, they are kind of like Peace and Freedom people. They
mm-hmm.
don't have a lot of money either.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we could talk about uploading and which precinct we should upload, and then do that by, you know, by next week, that would be something that we might be able to raise enough money to send out the snail mail one.
You guys, this is Chris. I have a question. I don't want to throw cold water on this, but are you talking about our voter registration list, DD, as far as the what you're getting from NationBuilder?
Right.
Because you are supposed to use that for mailings.
I believe everyone does. We did with Cindy's campaign, and NationBuilder touts it as a tool for fundraising.
Okay.
This is Marcia. I've been trying to say something. We have been able to, in Peace and Freedom Party, we get registration lists because we're entitled to them, and we have people who have been able to eliminate, who have just been able to weasel it down by party. I don't understand why Nation Builder can't do that, but maybe we don't have to use Nation Builder for that, if we can get other people to do that for us.
We can absolutely do that. It's just Nation Builder does that for them. So if we have independent registrar list that's not through Nation Builder, all we have to do is have it uploaded on a CSV file, and then we can put it into Nation Builder ourselves.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, that I usually get those lists. I haven't got one for since last year, but I get those lists, and I store them in Sacramento County by usually Peace Freedom Party and Green Party. But along that line, Cindy, I like that idea, but one of the things we could do is we could do mailings in and around your appearance in counties. So if you go to, say, Santa Clara County, and make an appearance, we could have a mailing ready to go either just before or just after your appearance. And so that way it's kind of tied in with local media and with other things that are going on, so people will see you and then also get the mailing at roughly the same time. That wouldn't be that hard to do. I also have, I have to say this off the record, I do have the, since I was the guy, since I did the state Green Party mailings, the only person that did them, I was 2 years old, but I, just for the record, or off the record, I should say, I have that mailing list of donors to the Green Party in the state of California, just for what it's worth.
We heard nothing.
Of course, this is being recorded, so it'll be I frankly don't give a shit about the Green Party. So anyway, I have that list. And that's a pretty good. It's not a big list, but it's a donor list. So
it's the important list.
Yeah, I mean, we usually get about a 20% or 30% response. So this
that's good.
People on that list that did not give. But they might give to this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have the donor list to you, Chris, within the next 2 days. Or the donor letter, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, all right, well, this is, I think, we've talked about fundraising now for 20 minutes. So I think we have some good ideas about how to go forward. And we really need fundraising for sure, but we really need a logo for the campaign. So, do we know anybody who can design a logo?
Steven's pretty good.
Yeah, but even better than Steven is Greg Iron.
Oh, yes.
So, Greg Iron would be the person I would approach to do a logo, and he really wants to be involved with the campaign. He said, as a matter of fact, he's never voted before, and this is the first time he's thinking about voting.
Oh. Okay, so, Andy, can you take that?
I can.
Okay, so I'm
going to
put Andy, contact Greg Iron, and okay.
And Cindy, is it okay if he contacts you?
Sure. Have him send me an email, or I think we're Facebook friends, too.
Okay,
so.
Cool. Yeah, I think you are too.
Okay, we got that. Because we will need a logo for any kind of merchandise we're going to send out. Okay, events. I think this is probably, since we're going to talk about the Whistle Stop Tour or the Loose Cannon Tour and county by county traveling, maybe this will be. Do you have any updates on any of the events that are already planned, Andy? Because you send out a pretty comprehensive list.
Yeah, well, we pretty much just from the daily briefing, we've got, the one that Marsha's doing on the 15th. We have got Brother Carter's event. It's starting to finally seem like a number of people are going to be there. And a good deal of the religious community will be there on that. So I'm covering and tabling that. Paul Kangas is putting together that meet and greet in San Francisco, October 20th, and Stephen is going to work with him on that to do the promotion and to make sure that Paul has the support he needs to do that. And Stephen has already volunteered to do that. Really, the most important event for me is the October 5th little Hokie Pioneer Harvest Festival in Gurneyville. Okay. Because that's really where, you know, you and I need to get together and talk about how important it is. And I've already got 4 radio people coming, Chris. I'll tell you about that later. But to really get across this idea of the Granges being, you know, the new model for how farmers and independent farmers and organic farmers are going to go to market and protect their seeds, purely because the Republicans and Democrats can say nothing when you're supporting the Grange. It's as American as apple pie.
And where is that, Andy?
The Granges are in every single county and every single state in the United States. The Granges are...
I know, but where are you talking about?
Oh, this is the Harvest Festival in Gurneyville, and what's happening is we have Granges and Willets that are being taken over by environmentalists and organic farmers and people like that, and they're changing the Grange from what it is now, which is just basically a building where they hold flea markets and pancakes out, you know, socials.
Right.
And they're bringing it back to seed exchange, seed protection. And I think this is so important because it ties in farmers, it ties in Monsanto. And I want to get a lot of radio. I want to get all the independent radio on this because I think it's going to, I really think that, you know, we can get legs on this one. So that's October 5th. And that to me is one that I hope, Cindy, that we can work together on.
Okay, perfect. I also have that one on October 12th. In Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're going to need flyers or brochures, and hopefully we'll have buttons or stickers.
Stephen and I are driving down. We'll have everything that we have now, and if we get more, we'll bring more.
On October 12th?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's September 12th is we have the big meeting. Stephen and I have the big meeting in Los Angeles.
AFL-CIO.
When I do October 12th, when I do the, what's it called, BD, the Free and Equal United We Stand Festival at UCLA, so...
Okay, and then we also on the...
BD and I will bottom line that one, and BD will help cover for the campaign during that.
And that same day.
BD, yeah. Can you tell me... about Paul Kangas and his wonderful meet and greet he'd had for me when I ran for Congress.
it was kind of scary.
Believe me that Paul Kangas is really
eccentric.
Yeah, but Stephen...
There's no results from it. He causes a lot of problems and work, but then there was like no money. We raised nothing at that meet and greet he did for me when I came for Congress.
Okay, we can talk about that offline, but I know that Stephen idolizes him, and Stephen will want to make him look good. You know, so...
I don't get that.
I'm sorry?
We don't get that. We know Paul Kangas. Stephen
okay, did. Well, have you seen the documentary that Stephen's doing on Paul? Any of you?
No.
Okay. I'll make sure that you guys all get a copy of that.
But we've worked with him.
We know this guy.
Yeah, okay.
It's not theoretical, Andy. We know him.
Okay, cool. Then you don't want to do it.
I just want to add to the Paul Kangas thing, too. Every time he did us a little tiny favor in his eyes, he expected tenfold from us.
Okay. Well,
so
that's something I want to talk about at the end, is
the
Peace and Freedom's attitude towards this campaign.
Paul
Kangas is not Peace and Freedom Party. He was Peace and Freedom Party in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
not
fine.
Been around Peace and Freedom Party much.
Okay.
Right.
He's not representative. I do want to talk about some events or fundraising when I have a chance. Okay, Marcia, this is the time.
Okay, I had a meeting with I've had a couple of meetings with people here in Alameda County about forming a local committee to support Cindy Sheehan and to do some fundraising events.
Cool.
And we're going to try to, Cindy, do you remember when you went to the party at Gretchen and Arthur's in Alameda?
Yes.
I'm going to try to have them do something. I think that would be good.
They also had something for me for when I ran for Congress that was really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, because I was there one other time before that, too.
Oh, was there? Okay, well, I'm going to try to get them to do something because they have the best house I know of.
Uh-huh.
And connections. I met with someone named Gerald. I don't know if you know Gerald. Gerald wants to work on your campaign. And we talked about some of the things we need. We thought we'd try to put together some house parties or small concerts.
Is Gerald Sanders?
Yes.
That'd be great.
Gerald has a lot of good ideas, but he's not always that great on the follow-through, but we're going to try to put together a committee.
Great.
Gerald told me I can't do everything, but we're going to try to find, you know, get something going. I don't know, is Zach on the call?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay, Zach, we'd like you to do something. We'd like to begin to collect some film footage. Cindy, you have different films. I wonder if Zach could put together some kind of a short documentary about Cindy, putting together different clips and maybe having some interviews with Cindy so that we could, if there are if we could do events where Cindy can't come, we can show a little, 10-minute video or something. We could really use that. Another thing we could use is another piece of literature that talks about who Cindy Sheehan is. Because a lot of people, these younger people, never heard of Cindy Sheehan. So it would be good if we had, you know, we have this literature on the positions, but it would be good if we sing about who Cindy is. Because I think it's one of Cindy's big strengths. And what was the last thing? We think we should table on campuses so people should be encouraged to see that. And we need someone to do opponent research on Jerry Brown. You know, just
Have we moved out of fundraising now?
Oh yeah, I guess that has to do with literature. I'm sorry. The fundraising has to do with having this little documentary. And doing house. I guess that's it.
Okay, then there's also in the works plans for fundraisers in San Francisco with the gay community. And then, of course, we're going to have the Anaheim and LA people reporting on when they want to do the fundraisers. And Willits and Lake County and all up in that way, they're all ready to do a fundraiser for you. So, I mean, we need to start setting dates for the fundraisers.
Yes.
And then mapping that out so that everyone knows everyone's schedule.
Do we have a calendar that we can all access?
Yes.
That's Didi's calendar, as I thought.
It's a Google calendar, right?
That's what
right.
I was hoping. Can I be given access to that?
I thought I sent you that info, Georgia, but I can get it to you. No problem.
Thanks, Didi.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, yeah, this poll is going a long time. Andy?
Yes?
Let you and I work on mapping out the Whistle Stop Tour, the county-by-county strategy, and the fundraisers where the people have already shown an interest. So let's set aside some time as soon as you have time to do that. Before I leave for Cuba would be good. I'm leaving for Cuba on Sunday.
Okay. We could do that probably on Friday.
Okay.
Do you have your calendar? We'll just set it right now.
I think the only thing I have on Friday right now is at 10.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be back. I've got to go down to the Bay Area. I could actually stop at your place on the way back from the Bay Area, and we could do that.
When are you coming here, Andy?
I'm coming to the Bay Area tomorrow on Friday morning. First thing, I've got a meeting on my regular straight job.
Is there any? Are you going? You're not going to be in Berkeley, are you? Or
no, I'm
going to
be in Pleasanton.
That's pretty far. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, I could be at your place by about 1:30, Cindy.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do that then.
Okay, you got it.
So that cuts out a lot of what we're going to talk about today, unless anybody has any input. Does anybody have any input on a Whistle Stop Tour, visiting the counties, or these fundraising tours that they'd like to give while we're on the call right now?
I actually have input. This is Zach. I have input on the. I think it was Marcia who mentioned sort of putting together like a documentary sort of thing. If Cindy doesn't appear in an event, we could just like throw something up. That would be like awesome to do. What I kind of briefly mentioned sort of at the meeting that we had on the 17th, if I recall, was like whenever Cindy comes to like Alameda County or the East Bay in general, like I can meet up with her at like some event or somewhere and like, you know, sit down, have like a Q&A or have like an interview, or she can just, you know, speak her mind about whatever issue that happens to be going on at that time, or just about the campaign or party in general. And then we can sort of piece together some sort of like documentary or compilation video and you know, send it out, you know, to YouTube and to the internet. But yeah, the documentary thing sounds really cool. I guess since obviously, you know, I can't, my access to going across the state is extremely limited as a college student, but I mean, if there's footage collected from, let's say, Cindy in Sacramento or in Los Angeles or, you know, somewhere far off outside of the, you know, Bay Area or East, you guys can send me the footage through, like, Google Drive, and I can, you know, put the footage together in some documentary thing and spit it out. Yeah, that's just my thought. I guess I'm just rambling on, but that's just...
All right, Zach, while you're here, I would like, while you're, like, talking, there's some footage from, like, when I just spoke about Syria and Sacramento, when I did the announcement, when we did the announcement, there's some footage for that. But so far, I mean, that's what we have since we've announced for the campaign, I think. But
yeah, I uploaded that footage to the campaign's YouTube account. But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And what I'd like to have like a little more buzz going on in social media. I can't get on the governor's Twitter. I set it up, but for some reason I can't get on it because it always wants me to go to the old account that I shut down, and I don't want to reactivate that account. Maybe I should, because I have followers and I can have them follow the governor campaign. But it would be very cool if you and Steven, because I don't know what happened to Bobby, but if you and Steven, the social media people, can put together some kind of social media strategy that we could help to get more buzz going about the campaign.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I was sort of thinking like how questions that we can like pose or like have the people who follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook or what have you, have them, like, we put out, like, a statement saying, like, what's the question that you want to ask Cindy on maybe one of the issues or the campaign in general? And what we can do is then have you in, like, a video response take, like, the top, like, three most liked questions. And you can respond to those three people, like, in a video.
Right.
And post it to YouTube, post it to Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine yards. And at least in my kind of understanding is that would be a really cool way to try to interact with, you know, individual people who can be potential voters and supporters and what have you. That was sort of an idea that I would think would be really cool to sort of put into the campaign.
Well, we can do that, like, right now, because I can do videos from my computer and upload them to YouTube right now. So if there's any, like, thing that we can get going about that, just let me know. And, you know, let me know if there's a question that somebody wants me to speak on. And we could really do it about a whole wide range of issues. I had a couple when I was running for vice president. I had one on Monsanto and something else, I think, that I did as, you know, as a response to the issues of the day or whatever. So that's a fabulous idea. Just let me know, you know, as soon as possible if there's something that I could do, or maybe I could just, like, do one tomorrow about why I'm running for governor, and we could get that going around places.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
May I ask a question?
I heard Emil, and I heard Georgia, Press, and Georgia. Press, and then Georgia.
Okay, really quickly, I have three or four things. The first one that came to mind is that what I'd like to try to do with the press releases, as you just mentioned YouTube, is have you do like a short comment, you know, the usual quotes that we stick in a press release on the news of the day, but we can insert that YouTube link in there. And I've noticed that the media a lot recently in the last 6 months, they will use, sometimes they will use our actual link. So basically it's a video news release. But if we can insert that that link for the electronic media, TV and radio, they could actually use that. So when I ask you for quotes next time about something, or if you have an idea, I'll also ask you if you can make a quick, 1 to 2 minute YouTube type of thing, as if I, and so we can actually insert that link. But also, the medical marijuana people, like Lynette, who you know from the other day, we should definitely, and I could talk to Lynette up here, definitely plan to do some fundraisers with that group, because they hate Brown. So.
They have already said they want to, big time. And one of their movers and shakers, I can't remember his last name, has already posted Cindy on his cover sheet. And they desperately, and they're the gay marijuana community in Sacramento, definitely want to throw a fundraiser for her. Absolutely.
Aren't they gave us the first dollar? Is that from Sacramento Normal?
Yeah, Betty is part of that group.
Yeah.
But Lynette is a dispensary owner. Believe me, she has access to good sized amounts of money.
Yeah,
and
there are a lot of other people that own dispensaries in that group as well.
Right.
Well,
Pearlhurst
is 27 too. So I mean, the maximum is 27 too. So we'll take cash, whatever. Anything? And Chris, you said you had a couple things.
Let's see that one. Also, I mean, the opposition research discussion. I already have somebody who I got the volunteers to. Do whatever on Brown and his administration vis-a-vis clear cutting in California. That's actually her topic, and she's been attacking them for years. So I asked her if she would be our expert, so to speak, and she said she has no problem doing that. So we can definitely work with her to provide dirt on Brown. It's not very hard. I mean, Brown really is. She's not an environmentalist, let's put it that way. So
we should have a campaign slogan that if it's Brown, flush it down. But then to me that just like is very demeaning to our supporters of color. So mean as pain, but you know, could all mean a lot of different things.
It's also sophomoric and something I would come up with, so I don't think it's good.
So, Georgia, you were next on the stack.
Okay, I this may have been answered, I don't know. It's an issue that came up at the last Peace and Freedom Party meeting, and that is the campaign focusing specifically, or most specifically at least, on issues that are relevant for the position of governor, as opposed to, say, when you were running for other offices.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that is important, that we stay on governor issues, gubernatorial issues, where you can have an impact.
I think that we definitely are. I always have this curse that I can see the big picture, and you know, I try to draw that all together. But, you know, for example, somebody like emailed me and said, you shouldn't talk about Syria.
Right.
Because because, you know, the governor doesn't have anything to do with foreign policy, but I'm not going to stop being a peace activist.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody knows me
right.
for. And I think that that we can really do both. Mm-hmm. You know, something like, and look at Fukushima. Fukushima has serious implications for California.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so,
yeah.
But it also has serious global implications also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as a governor, you can call upon the president to do, president, you know, can't you not go and spend billions of dollars on Syria and maybe focus that energy on stopping these meltdowns at Fukushima?
Right.
You know, so things like that. So definitely, and if you go to our issues page, they're all issues that are, I think, that Governor Brown is vulnerable on, and that we are clear, that the Peace and Freedom Party and Cindy Sheehan for governor is a clear contrast to Governor Brown, you know, so... So, yeah,
I don't question that.
I'm not going to stop protesting Syria or the wars or anything like that.
I wasn't thinking that as much as I was thinking that when you do speak on them, to connect them, to make a connection for people.
Could I just finish Cindy's also? So you're talking about the smaller projects that have to do with California. We plan on over the next couple of months dealing with the Delta Bay project, farming, the environment, Monsanto, police, and prison reform,
Great.
Which are major California issues, and they're all issues that Brown is very weak on. So, of course, we will. But, you know, like Cindy said, I mean, the whole Syria protest on Saturday was put together around, you know, having Cindy speak.
Right.
And we got major coverage. Marsh and I talked about this. When we do events, a lot of the times to get the press, we're going to have to do our own events. And so we do them around these issues, and they're major
right.
California issues.
Right.
Was I speaking out of turn, Cindy, on that?
Oh, no, not at all. That's great. And another thing that I've been really good at on a national level that really translates well to California is the two-party monopoly. And,
mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's something that is really, you know, an issue I think that we really have to concentrate on a lot too. So, yeah, definitely, I totally agree. And we're gonna definitely, you know, I'm gonna have to remind myself to do that when I'm talking about these national issues, even the wars. You know, like I said,
Right. Stop
spending billions of dollars, and don't go spend more billions of dollars in Syria. Let's focus on Fukushima for a while so my grandchildren don't die. And,
thank you.
So they have a place, you know, a healthy place to live and things like that. So it's really a perfect, I mean, Governor Brown and Obama could probably just be interchangeable. I could change everything that I wrote about Obama and make it Brown, and it will still be relevant, I think.
Right. Yes, definitely.
Hey, we're running out by 8 o'clock. We've gone an hour and a half.
Okay, let me just throw homelessness into the mix.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a major crisis in Fresno right now,
yep.
Major crisis.
Major crisis in California.
The
interview on KPFA is that we have to address all these issues and convince the voters of California that these are human rights, not privileges.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so that's another refreshing view on things. So we, I think we've covered almost like everything on my agenda, except for Dee Dee, the store. What product did you list that sold really well when I ran for Congress?
We sold a ton of T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, and ink pens. I think we sold more ink pens than anything else.
That's fun.
Actually. Yeah, so those were the hottest sellers. I think maybe we could add yard signs, or at least a downloadable version for free to the store would be good, too.
And then I'm doing...
Did you include hats?
We didn't do hats before. I don't know I've never sold hats for something like this, so have you guys been involved with hats at all?
Hats are popular, but they're also not, you don't make any money off of them.
They're expensive, yeah.
$15 to make one.
Right.
Yeah, to get them printed, I'm sure it would cost more, too. Yeah.
And then we're going to do the collector posters as well. And by the way, I got a call from Eddie Lampkin tonight. He'll have the proofs to us by tomorrow for the first posters. And then Greg Irons is the next one on the list to do a poster, and he's already said yes on that.
Perfect. So one last thing that we need to talk about, and I just saw a Los Angeles person come on. Was that, Cindy, is that you?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry I'm late. I had trouble finding the phone-in information.
It's okay. Maybe you and Andy can chat a little bit about Los Angeles while you're on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, sure.
Well, I'm in the process of putting together the meeting for the 12th, which will take place in Culver City. We have a community room in the building where we live in, and I'm trying to get... You sent me an email list with a whole lot of points that you wanted addressed or asked about. And I'm sending you an email back on that so that we don't have to take the time in the meeting about it. But I'm trying to put together a group of folks who are interested in fundraising, making this a real visible campaign, and also hopefully a couple of professors can get their political science students involved.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, is Kevin involved in this as well?
Kevin will be at the meeting, yeah.
Okay, so he'll be, yeah, but will he have other people coming to the meeting as well?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because we want to get the biggest bang for the buck, and you know, Venice wanted us to come down. We rescheduled appointments, and then they canceled. So I was asking if someone from Venice be there. And then, you know, Kevin was supposed to be getting people from other counties and districts to be coming as well.
Oh, okay. He had not mentioned that, and in fact, he wasn't sure actually that he was going to be at the meeting. I told him, you're the conduit to other counties and other points of the southern points of the state, so you have to be there. And he said he can.
Good.
He's aware that he was supposed to be bringing other people.
I don't even know how to address that. Except for he invited us down, and this was his master plan to get the people from L.A. together to talk about that. And that's all that I can say.
I have a question.
That's why, because he hardly knows any of the people from L.A. except me and my old man.
Okay.
Andy, did you say that Venice canceled?
Yes, they did. They had wanted us to come on the 28th, and Cindy is at a tax war resistors. Our tax resistors conference, and so we scheduled it for the 20th and 21st. Cindy and I were going to come down for 2 days, and then they turned around and canceled it 2 days later.
Do you know who canceled it?
I can't remember. I'm not sure. I answer about 100
okay,
emails.
Okay, I would like to follow up on that because I'm shocked.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now then exactly who it was, and we can go from there. So, Cindy, you'll have it sent up, and you'll get me, answers to the questions about what we want to accomplish and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, super.
We glad you sent that, by the way, because I was trying to get a better idea of what you and Cindy hoped to get out of the meeting so that I could put the right people in the room. So,
yeah.
It was really helpful that you sent that.
Fantastic. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad I wanted to.
And I want to also apologize to you for not always being prompt in responding to email. Even though I have a smartphone, I have a much smarter capitalist that has me running around the goddamn phone company all day.
That's what I heard, is that you're incredibly busy, so I really appreciate everything you're doing. This was Carl Abrams.
Thank you.
And
I'm going to follow up with that because that really surprises me.
It worked out well too, but that's okay. We're planning on Cindy and I will be talking on Friday about when we'll be going down to LA for a good period of time.
Okay, so I did want to talk about, we kind of skipped over signature gathering. The timeline for that is it starts in December, and we have to gather about 10,000 signatures. Yeah, it starts December 27th, and it goes to February 20th, so we don't have 2 months. So we have to we have to really sit down and do, you know, a strategy about signature gathering. Marcia and Cindy have had good ideas about, you know, asking 100 people to get 100 signatures each, asking people if they can't gather signatures to donate. Marcia, did you say it was 20 cents per signature if we don't?
But I'm guessing, because it was 30 cents per senator and governor doesn't make as much. It's not very much per signature. That's why people just want to give money, but they should do both.
Okay,
well, I certainly like Cindy's idea. I've got your email here, Cindy, and when we go down to L.A., I'll talk further with you about it.
Yeah, we need a plan for this, because when we gathered signatures in San Francisco, it was contained, because it was just contained to the actual city of San Francisco and not even the entire city. And we had an office there that was pretty central to everything. So I think I said this before on an email, that it would be great to have a chairperson in, like, each county, well, at least the big counties, that would be in charge of getting people petitions, gathering the petitions, getting... Do the petitions have to be filed in the county that they're taken in?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, this is like a big undertaking, an enormous undertaking.
But it seems to me, as far as having precinct captains, this is what the Peace and Freedom Party can do for the campaign, is that, you know, there should be chairs in each of the counties.
Right.
And then those chairs should work with us and our volunteer coordinator to make sure that everything's in place for, you know, a mass signature gathering.
Right.
And so I think we should reach out to the Peace and Freedom Party, either Cindy or Marcia or Georgia, opinions?
I'll talk. This is Marcia. This is something that we do know how to do, but only some counties are good at it. But L.A. does it, Alameda County does it, San Francisco does it, and I think we can get contacts in other counties and Sacramento for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can get people, San Diego, San Diego people, there's not so many of them. But anyway, I think that's something that we definitely can work on in the Peace and Freedom Party, but we also need other people because we don't have people everywhere.
Right, but if we start with the Peace and Freedom, we can then work backwards and start to get volunteers to work with them.
And we can help people because we know how to deal with the registrars and tell people what to expect. But the registrars are generally helpful. I mean, you go in there and they tell you what to do. You know,
I agree.
I spend my day with the Register of Tehama County, and she's a fantastic woman.
Yeah. Okay, so, Andy, do you have anything?
Well, yeah, I the only thing I have to close with is, you know, just a lot of this seems like a really daunting undertaking. But, you know, Doug Aussi made his announcement to run against Army Vera up here, Chris, as you probably know today. And
right.
I started thinking about everything that we've put into place in such a short time. From our print material, to our website, to Facebook, to Twitter, to the events that are happening, to the interviews that are going on. I think we're in a really great place, and we should all be really proud of how far, you know, we've come in such a short time putting this together.
Good. I listened to KPFA. I mean, I was on KPFA this morning, and I've gotten 2 communications from people saying that if Jerry Brown heard that interview, he would be shitting his pants. so that's a small bit of feedback, and that was a small interview, but we have it now captured on YouTube, so we can try and blast that out wherever so people can listen to it and hopefully be inspired to go to the website and get involved in the campaign, because that's what we really need. We need a buzz. We need energy going for this. And I will not be here next week, but I still think that you guys should all touch base this way. We should just set, unless anybody has objections, maybe setting this as at Wednesday at 7 o'clock as our consistent time.
In
general, this is Martha. In general, it's good for me. There may be occasions. I guess we'd like to.
There'll be occasions for all of us.
Right. Yeah, whoever can make it Wednesdays at 7, you know, be on the call, and I'm recording them so I can upload them to my FTP and send out the recording too, so if people weren't able to be on it, if they want to listen to it or whatever.
Great idea.
On their iTunes and then go jogging or something and listen to some fascinating conversations. You guys, this is a great team, and I agree with Andy. We've done an amazing amount of work in a short amount of time. So, does anybody else have anything they want to add before we adjourn?
This is Marcia. I have a couple things. Well, I sent 2,000 brochures to Andy. I still have 5,000. So, I mean, I'm not going to send out like two or three, but I could send out 100, 500. You know, tell me where they're needed, and I can send them around. The other thing is, I will be gone September 26th to October 5th, but I'll be in New York. I'm not going to be, like, in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be here physically, and I need to work out if there's anything you need from me, how you're going to get it before I go.
Well, this is Chris. You just brought something up, Marcia. Andy, is the brochure the trifold?
It is the trifold. And are you going to be at the Walmart 60 tomorrow?
I'm going to be doing a New Year Rides training at 3. Yeah.
Okay, but at 4 o'clock is the Walmart, 4 to 7 is the Walmart 60 at Cesar Chavez.
Well, actually, the meeting at 3. So just FYI. So we're meeting at 3 o'clock.
We're meeting on Monsanto at 3 o'clock.
Okay, well, the Walmart group is actually meeting ahead of time at 3. And
oh, that's fine. I'm planning on tabling there. I'm planning on having all of Cindy's stuff.
Oh, cool.
What I was going to ask is, did you want me to bring brochures and remittance envelopes? But you have remittance envelopes, don't you?
I have the remittance, but I was just thinking is that brochure the insert to the snail mailing that we're talking
about?
It's going
to have to be the first insert, yeah. So I'll bring you down a whole bunch.
Yeah, bring down a couple of 1,500 or whatever you think.
I'll bring down the box, and then we can go through it.
Right. And then all we would need is just the appeal per se, the appeal letter, and then we can have that basically done.
Yeah.
The brochure is very small, Chris. It's not a trifold. It's an 8.5 by 11 cut in half and then folded. It's just a little 4.5 by 5.5 or whatever that is.
It'll fold in half perfectly.
I will get it tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Anything else? Hello?
Cindy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, Cindy, one last thing. I've typed up the things that I thought or that I think I'm supposed to do based on this conversation, so I will send it out to the group when we're done speaking tonight.
Did you take notes on everything, Chris?
No, I took notes on my stuff. Good luck.
Okay, well, I took stuff on my notes. Fine.
I'm just sending out the recording, and y'all can just, like, listen to it again.
Sounds good.
What you're supposed to do. Okay, guys.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Thank you all.
Bye. I'll see you tomorrow, Cindy.
Bye.
Or Friday, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.